you had mentioned going to see the Everglades, and you went in a variety of vehicles, as I, not just vehicles, but you...
Yeah, well, actually, it wasn't my going to see. It was that committee that we had brought down the other people. And the dirigible was the first thing they did. They took them up in a dirigible to show them the whole shape of the land and so on. Well, what happened was there were so many people for the upper, the carrier of the dirigible, that there wasn't quite room for everybody. And the people who had to be left out were Mr. Coe and me, as I was the youngest then on the committee, and Mr. Coe was the secretary, was the executive secretary, so of course he was not considered. So he and I were told we had to sit in a little kind of a cabin that swung below the main cabin of the dirigible, down below that, a funny little place with just about seats for two. So I didn't mind, I didn't care, you know, got in. Well, when Mr. Coe got in, somebody came up and put in a bucket. And Mr. Coe apologized to me, he said, I'm very sorry, but I always get to, I have to have a bucket when I'm up and this kind of thing. And indeed, we went up and it went ooey and it went ooey. It was very much more, you know, there was more sway in that funny little thing we were in than they had in the cabin. And poor Mr. Coe got very sick to his stomach and had to use the bucket. And you know, we just got down again before I would have had to use it too, a little too much. So I must say I didn't enjoy the dirigible very much. But everybody else who were up in the big cabin were thrilled because we went slowly over great flocks of birds and it didn't scare them off the way a plane would have. So it was very important to everybody else, and poor Mr. Coe and me.
But did you have a more pleasant experience visiting the Everglades under different circumstances?
Did I what?
Did you have a more pleasant experience?
Oh, many. Oh, very many. I loved it. It was in the houseboat, and we were in boats, and I've been over in planes, and I've been out in canoes, and been all sorts of things ever since. Enjoyed it enormously. That was the only one that was a little rugged.